これから問題4、5、6を放送によって行います。問題用紙を開いて1ページを見なさい。答案用紙を表に向けなさい。それでは問題4の説明をします。問題4はナンバー1、ナンバー2の2つがあります。それぞれ短い会話を放送します。次にクエスチョンと言ってから英語で質問をします。それぞれの質問に対する答えは問題用紙に書いてあります。最も適当なものをあ、い、う、えから一つずつ選びなさい。会話と質問は2回放送します。それでは問題4を始めます。
Number 1.
Emma, when should I finish my homework?
You have to give it to your teacher next Tuesday morning, Meg.
I will try it at home on Sunday because I will have enough time for that.
Good. If you have a question, you can ask someone at school on Monday.
Question. When will Meg do her homework at home?
もう一度放送します。
Emma, when should I finish my homework?
You have to give it to your teacher next Tuesday morning, Meg.
I will try it at home on Sunday because I will have enough time for that.
Good. If you have a question, you can ask someone at school on Monday.
Question. When will Meg do her homework at home?
Number 2.
Hi, Mom. I want to make an apple pie, so I need 2 apples. How many apples did you buy yesterday?
Hi, Keiko. I bought 6 apples yesterday, and I gave 1 apple to my friend.
We ate 2 apples last night, so there are 3 apples at home, right?
No, there is 1 apple because your father ate 2 apples this morning.
Okay, then I will get 1 apple at the shop.
I see.
Question. How many apples will Keiko buy to make an apple pie?
もう一度放送します。
Hi, Mom. I want to make an apple pie, so I need 2 apples. How many apples did you buy yesterday?
Hi, Keiko. I bought 6 apples yesterday, and I gave 1 apple to my friend.
We ate 2 apples last night, so there are 3 apples at home, right?
No, there is 1 apple because your father ate 2 apples this morning.
Okay, then I will get 1 apple at the shop.
I see.
Question. How many apples will Keiko buy to make an apple pie?
これで問題4を終わります。